Welcome to the 401k podcast, where we explain everything business owners need to know to set up, run, and maximize your 401k savings. I'm your host, Brandon White. Here we go. Hey, Matt. Today, tell us what happens after the safe harbor deadline is passed.
Yeah, October 1st is the well-known deadline for safe harbor 401k. So what that means is if a business owner wants to implement a safe harbor 401k for that current year, so let's say for 2024, you have to have the plan implemented and enforced by October 1st of that current year of 2024 to get any sort of deductions for the year. Now, simple IRAs, just side note, also have that same deadline. Now, going into the types of safe harbor real quick, because we touched on this on another episode, we have the standard, we have the QACA, we have the non-elective, and the enhanced. Those are all due on October 1st of that current year. But especially in 2023, we experienced a lot of people kind of kicking the can down the road, if you will, pushing back the implementation. And for some reason, it was 2023, more than we've ever experienced. Now, there is a type of a safe harbor that you can actually miss that deadline. And we actually end up, sometimes we bring it up, sometimes we just implement it because it doesn't matter. Now, that is also another kind of non-elective safe harbor that I've never brought up before, actually, I think, in any of our episodes. And it's actually quite simple. It's 4% instead of 3%. It's a 4% non-elective safe harbor. And when I say non-elective, non-elective simply means it doesn't matter what your employees are putting in. If they are eligible, they get that contribution of 4% from the company. So with that being said, why would we want to do that? Why wouldn't we just wait till January 1st and implement for 2024, 2025, or whatever the following year is? And the reason is simply they need the deductions, for one. Or two, we often do advanced plan designs wrapped around profit sharing. I've talked about the 5% gateway that you have to give to everyone in the profit sharing. And if we're doing a non-elective 3%, right, everyone gets a 3% contribution, and then they have to get another 2% that goes towards that 5% gateway in the profit sharing. And it doesn't really matter at this point if you're giving them 4 instead of 3, because at the end of the day, it still goes towards that 5. You only have to give one more in the profit sharing bucket to your employees. So often we'll do this, obviously, after October 1st, and then sometimes we'll do it into the next year, and you can backdate to the previous year. So we're still right now, if you have not filed your taxes, you can still do all these things for the previous year. And just as a reminder, the deadlines are for any employer contribution, which includes a non-elective safe harbor contribution, is the tax filing deadline, your filing date, also including extensions. So that could be September 15th of the previous year. You could implement and contribute a chunk of money for the previous years to offset those taxes. Now, you do the 4%, right? You can then amend the plan and go back to the 3 or go back to another one. There's a lot of compliance wrapped around that, but you can always amend the plan. And with us, we never charge for an amendment.
Well, there you have it. That's what happens if you miss the safe harbor deadline. Thanks for listening. Bye, everyone.